This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, good evening. This is Very Noise, BFM's exploration in the extreme side of music. My name is Ali Johan. We started off the show in a typically brutal fashion with a melodic black metal track by Tocker from Bergen, Norway. The track was called Om. Tocker means fog in Norwegian, and that song comes from their 2014 album Stridens Hus. Pretty solid and long-standing band, Tocker's been around about 15 years now. Next on the bill are grunge legends Nirvana. It's always nice to have a bit of contemporary heavy music here and there, so here's one from the album that arguably changed the musical landscape of the world, Nevermind. Here's Nirvana with Breed on Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
I don't care.
This is Very Noise on BFM 89.9, and you just heard Someone's Gonna Die by British punk band Blitz from their debut album Voice of a Generation. Blitz are a band that's classified as an oi band by journalist Gary Bushell, something that the band didn't really fancy. And a bit of a fun fact about this rambunctious bunch, Blitz actually had songs that went to the indie charts in the early 80s. A little bit of commercial success for the five-piece band. And we're going to move on to the next track now. We have a hardcore punk anthem by Californian band Ceremony, a band formed in Rohnert Park, California. The punk four-piece just released a new album this year called The L-Shaped Man, which is a clear departure from their previous releases. But for a classic Ceremony sound, here's a track called Sick from Rohnert Park LP. Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
Seen it all, and that is coming, and you'll go far back east to town. you know how the niggas feel cold and the sun's got so much soul. It's time to taste what you roast beer. Right, God will not help you here. Brace yourself, my dear. Brace yourself, my dear. It's a holiday in Cambodia. It's tough, kid, but it's life. It's a holiday in Cambodia. Don't forget to pack a wife. She's sucking like a leech. You want everyone to act like you. Kiss ass for your bitch so you can get a rich, but your boss can switch her off you. Well, you'll work harder with a gun in your back for a bowl of rice a day. Slave or soldiers till you starve and your head is skewered on a stake. Now you can know where people are won. Now you can know where they get things done. What you need, my son, what you need, my son. It's a holiday in Cambodia where people dress in black. Need a holiday in Cambodia where don't kiss ass with a rag.
FM 89.9, this is Very Noise, a classic, that one, Dead Kennedys with Holiday in Cambodia, the second single of the band's debut album, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables. And that pretty much laid the blueprint for future Dead Kennedys releases. The sound is loud, it's noisy, fast, but with a very keen sense of dynamics and musical individualism. As millions of the Kennedys fans know, there's surf rock and rockabilly inspired stuff in their sound as well. That apparently owes a lot to the early sound of the Ramones. Of course, made more aggressive by the ever-charismatic Jello Biafra on the mic. Next up, we have a local blackened death metal band, Darklea, and these guys are highly revered in the local metal scene here. Put out an excellent debut album called Sons in August last year. I guess this band are big fans of Cradle of Filth and Dimmu Borgir and maybe a little bit of Emperor as well. Their live performances though is something to be experienced. So remember the name, go out and check out the music, Darklea with an album called Sons, and this is a single from it, The Great Extinction, on Very Noise BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, this is Very Noise. I'm Ali Johan, and you just heard Cauldron by Norwegian black metal outfit 1349. The band name refers to the year the Black Death pandemic first hit Norway, and that one was from their sixth studio album, Massive Cauldron of Chaos, from 2014. Very classic black metal sound with blast beats and reverbed vocals that gives it a sense of mystery and also misery. Even the vocalist Raven sounds like he's singing in a cave. That's pretty intense stuff right there. Now we're going to take it slow with a track by Californian band Neurosis from the 8th studio album, Honor Found in Decay. Came out in 2012, anchoring their sludgy sound deeper into the ground, coupled with some heavy ambient stuff going on as well. That was an album produced by Steve Albini together with the band. So the year 2015 marks Neurosis' 30th year of being together. That's pretty rad. And they've announced a full-blown American tour this July, together with label mates Brothers of the Sonic Cloth and a host of other bands. So watch out for that. Neurosis are touring again. Hopefully they come to this part of the world. Here's one from the album Honor Found in Decay, Neurosis, with We All Rage in Goal. Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
Come on!
Taking it back to July 1997, that was a collaborative work between Slayer and digital hardcore unit Atari Teenage Riot, coming off of the original soundtrack of Spawn. Pretty cool concept for a soundtrack, that album, pairing up big metal bands of the time like Korn, Marilyn Manson, Metallica and Slayer themselves with industrial and electronic acts on each of the tracks. So you had Orbital doing a track with Kirk Hammett, you had Korn doing something with Crystal Method, Ronnie Size is on it as well, and that pairing Slayer and Atari Teenage Riot. Moving on to a new track by Swedish hardcore luminaries Refused, who are going to be out with a new album. It's going to be called Freedom, out on June the 30th on Epitaph Records. It's the band's first new music in 17 years since putting out the genre-defining Shape of Punk to Come in 1998. Refused made a brief comeback to tour in 2012, but according to the frontman Dennis Lingson, it's not a reunion tour anymore. They've reformed and are raring to go, already dropping two tracks from this upcoming new album. From what I've seen, reviews have been mixed about the new Refused song, the song called Electra, but as the band exclaims in some lines in this song, nothing has changed. So let's listen to new Refused, Electra, on Very Noise BFM 89.9.
Nothing has changed. 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 N
from one legendary band to another. That was punk band Carburetor Dung with their rendition of Iggy and the Stooges' I Wanna Be Your Dog, reimagined in our Bahasa language, Aku Mau Jadi Anjingmu, from the album Ingin Kurejam Raksasa Kejam. What a great cover. So, the last track for tonight comes from Indonesian sludge outfit Sloth, and that's spelled with three S's and three H's. It really denotes the heaviness of this band, the way they spell their band name. Pretty cool. They are a trio playing atmospheric and sludge, heavily influenced by bands like Neurosis, Russian Circles, Cult of Luna, and also a lot more hardcore punk and post-metal bands without leaving the essence of post-rock and black metal in the music. Track comes from their album Phenomenon that they put out in 2013. Solid band from Bandung, a city that never seems to stop producing great bands in all kinds of music. So, hope you've enjoyed my entirely mixed selection of extreme tracks on Very Noise tonight. Catch me on the show again same time next week. I've been Ali Johan for BFM 89.9, playing us out. Sloth with Distance. Good night, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.